WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits us all at some point, no matter our title. Finding inner strength when life throws you curveballs. You know those moments, right? When it feels like everything is going wrong, your patience is wearing thin, and you just want to scream into the void or maybe into a pillow. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? This isn't about becoming some superhuman who never cracks under pressure, because let's be honest, that's unrealistic. This is about learning to tap into that inner well of resilience, the stuff that helps you bounce back, learn, and grow even when things get tough. So how do we do that? Let me share 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed my game. First, embrace the suck. Okay, maybe not literally, but acknowledging that challenges are a part of life is huge. Trying to pretend everything's sunshine and rainbows just sets you up for disappointment when things inevitably get messy. Accepting that there will be ups and downs allows us to approach tough times with more grace and understanding, both for ourselves and for the world around us. Ever feel like you're failing because your kid had a meltdown in public or you burnt dinner? Remember, we're human. Sometimes things just don't go as planned, and that's okay. Next, shift your perspective. This is where things get interesting. When adversity hits, it's easy to spiral into negativity. But what if you flip the script? Instead of seeing a setback as a total defeat, consider it a learning opportunity. That frustrating situation at work? Maybe it's a chance to develop new skills or build stronger relationships. A canceled trip? A chance for a staycation and some much-needed self-care. You know that feeling when you realize something positive came out of a seemingly negative experience? It's incredible how our minds can reframe things when we choose to look at the bigger picture. Third, practice self-compassion. This is where the real magic happens. We're so quick to beat ourselves up when things go wrong, but treating ourselves with kindness and understanding is essential for building inner strength. Remember that you're not alone in facing challenges. Everyone goes through tough times. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend going through something similar. Offer encouragement, support, and a little bit of humor, because sometimes laughter really is the best medicine. Now, let's talk about action. Inner strength isn't just about positive thinking. It's about taking concrete steps towards your goals, even when you feel like giving up. This could mean breaking down a big project into smaller, more manageable tasks, seeking out support from loved ones, or simply showing up for yourself each day, no matter how small the victories seem. Finally, remember that strength comes in many forms. You don't have to be a superhero to be strong. Sometimes the bravest thing you can do is admit when you need help, ask for what you need, and set boundaries to protect your well-being. It takes courage to be vulnerable, but vulnerability is actually a sign of strength. It allows us to connect with others on a deeper level and build authentic relationships that support us through life's ups and downs. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a friend who's struggling with a tough situation at work. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like she's failing. But instead of giving in to negativity, she remembers these key takeaways. She acknowledges that challenges are part of life, but she chooses to focus on the learning opportunities this situation presents. She practices self-compassion, reminding herself that she's doing her best and it's okay to ask for help. She breaks down her workload into smaller tasks and seeks support from her colleagues and loved ones. Most importantly, she remembers that strength comes in many forms sometimes. The bravest thing she can do is simply show up each day and keep moving forward, even if it's one step at a time. So, what's one key takeaway you can implement today? Choose one thing to focus on, whether it's practicing self-compassion, shifting your perspective, or taking action towards your goals. Even small steps can make a big difference in building inner strength and navigating life's challenges with more grace and resilience. Remember, you are stronger than you think. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder of their own inner strength, because we all need a little boost sometimes. And as always, keep shining bright. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Mom Mindset. Until then, stay strong, stay positive, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.